we're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Like it just struck midnight, and we're all saying, Happy New Year! All right. It's not really midnight, but it is the seventh day of January, so it's the first week, so I still get to tell you, Happy New Year. I hope you're having a Happy New Year so far. Welcome to Redemption Church. We are our mighty church. We are a mighty church in Plano, Texas, just north of Dallas. We're a mighty church. What makes us mighty? Our God makes us mighty, yo. That's what makes us mighty. Man, my name is Chris Fluitt, and I'm excited about this new year. This year is limitless. Look at somebody, say, limitless. And look at somebody and say, hashtag limitless 2018. Vicky, that hashtag is on fire. It's totally going to go viral. You just wait. Limitless. That's what we're talking about this week. We want this to be the best year of your life so far. All right, yeah. We want this to be the best year that you've ever experienced so far. You want that?
Yeah.
We want that for you, and I believe God wants that for you. We want this to be a life-changing year for you. We want your career to go to new, limitless heights. And it to be this year that is the catalyst for it. Your relationships, they don't have to be defined by the past. Your relationships have a limitless possibility. Your dreams, your education, your health, your calling, your purpose, your walk with Jesus, all of this is limitless. There are zero limits on your life right now. There are zero limits on what this year could be. If you believe it, clap your hands in the house. You believe it? I believe it. We're going to be spending this month talking about this limitless year. How many want that limitless year? Go ahead and just raise your hand all over this house. I'm not ashamed to say I want a limitless year. All right, then I want you, if you raise your hand, then I want you to make plans to be here every week of this sermon series. That's not too much to ask. Just make, if you want a limitless year, get it off started right. Be here every week so you can't go back to Zimbabwe just yet. Just kidding. She's the only person in the room that can miss, all right? She's going back to Zimbabwe. All right. I want you to really make plans to be here for this series. Make plans and don't let things get in the way. You know how you make plans, but then things get in the way? Don't let that happen. Here's a quick view of what we're going to talk about in the series. Next week, we're going to talk about limitless love. There is a limitless love that can heal and grow all your relationships. There is a love that surpasses anything you've ever received, and there is a greater love that you can give. Even your relationships that you think are going great, you haven't seen anything yet. Get a hold of this limitless love. It will be better than you ever thought it could be. That's next week. Week three, limitless wisdom. That's one of those things that doesn't sound very exciting until you're in need of it. Right? So God has limitless wisdom, and he has offered to give it to us. How about that? Not sure what you should do next in life? You need to get a hold of limitless wisdom. You will look like the smartest person in the world when you're making decisions based on God's unlimited wisdom. When you get a little bit of God's Holy Spirit revealing truth to you everybody starts taking notice of that, and they go, hey, what's your secret? And they start coming to you for suggestions. And what's so great is you don't have to have all the answers for them. You then turn them to the source of all your wisdom. It's Jesus Christ. It's His Word. Get a hold of some limitless wisdom this week. Maybe all you need for a better 2018 is a smarter 2018. Week 4, limitless riches. Now, some of you, now that's exciting. Limitless wisdom. Some people are like, okay, if I have time, I'll come that week. But limitless riches, way better than if you won the lottery yesterday, both of them. All right, there are limitless riches. Are you tired of not having enough in life? God has that for you. God can solve that for you. Your Bible talks about limitless riches. We're not talking a quick get rich quick scheme that's actually a scam. No, we're talking about real wealth. We're talking about real riches. We're talking about real joy and peace. And God gives it, and it is unlimited. We serve a God who is more than enough. More than enough. That's how He's described in the Bible. He is the God that is more than enough. He is El Shaddai. If you ever heard El Shaddai mentioned, that's what that means. He is the God who is more than enough. Somebody say more than enough. More than enough. You can experience limitless riches this year. Those are the next 3 weeks here at Redemption Church. We want you to be here for it. Today, I want to start the sermon series off with the subject of power. Look at somebody and say, you have limitless power. You have limitless power. Facebook Live, hello. Podcast, hello. You have limitless power. Have you ever felt powerless? Yeah, right? We've all felt powerless. I think we all know how that feels. Looking down at divorce papers, unexpected bills, bad medical test results, bankruptcy forms. Picking up the phone to hear the worst news that someone you love is gone, you felt powerless there. Being in a situation where you see a car swerve unexpectedly into your lane, or your boss tells you you've been laid off. Life has ways of making us feel powerless. And perhaps you feel a little powerless in the year 2017. Perhaps that's a word that describes how you felt. Maybe life happened to you more than you happened to life this last year. Maybe you didn't have the power to make successful transitions, and maybe some things happened to you that you just had to take, and it just ran you over. I've come to tell you that you have access to limitless power today. You have access, in spite of your backstory. In spite of how sad you might have a backstory, guess what? You've got limitless power. In spite of what you are dealing with right now in the present, I want to tell you, you have got limitless power. In spite of what's coming at you in the future that you don't know about, or maybe you do know about, I want to tell you, you have limitless power. The Bible has a lot to say about this limitless power, but I am not even going to quote Scripture to you for the first half of this sermon. We will open up our Bibles in a moment. The Bible has plenty to say about it. But right now, I'm going to point out the limitless power inside of every human. If you're listening or in this place and you're kind of wrestling with faith, and maybe you're an agnostic or an atheist, and you're like, I'm just not sure if I even want to hear all that, you listen to me, because I'm not even going to quote a scripture at you, but I'm going to reveal to you the power that is inside of you right now. And it starts right here. You have limitless possibility. You have limitless possibility. Right now, you have the power to decide anything and everything. Do you realize that you have the power on a dime right here in this moment to change your life? You could do that. Absolutely. This is an often overlooked power, especially when we feel so powerless. We're like, I just don't have any options. That is the lie of an enemy somewhere, because you have more than enough options. You have limitless possibility. If you don't like your life, guess what? You can change your life. You have that power. In fact, you alone have the power to decide how and when you'll change your life. You're the only person that has that. Guess what? God won't decide that for you. Angels won't decide that for you. Your mom or your dad can't decide that for you. They tried their best when you were a teenager. Your pastor can't decide that for you. You are the only person with the power to decide to change your life. And you can change it in any direction, baby. You can go in any direction because you have limitless possibility. Don't like how you look in the mirror? Don't like how you feel when you get up in the morning? Change it. You can. Change it. Don't like your job? You can change it. You can go out and get a new job. You could walk in with a brand new attitude and start enjoying your job. Or you could, I don't know, bring some guts and determination and make it an inhabitable workspace. But you can do that. You've got every one of those possibilities and more. Don't like your marriage? You can change that too. I'm not talking about divorce. No, don't run out. Sarah, if you're watching this on Facebook Live, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't like your marriage? You can do something about it. There are changes you can make at a kitchen table. How about this? Put down your phones and actually talk to each other. Actually love each other. Facebook can wait. Those little games or whatever, your Instagram likes will be there when you come back, all right? You can change anything and everything. Somebody say anything and everything. Anything. You have got the power to change anything and everything about your life. You have the power to make decisions. But you might be saying something like this. You might be saying like, I'm too young. I'm too young. I'm not able to, you know. Whoa. Whoa. Excuse alert. Excuse alert. Point. Let somebody know. We have an excuse alert in the house. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. We have an excuse right here. I'm too young. There are people that they have every potential in the world. They have every possibility in the world. But they say, you know what? I'm too young. That's what they say. At the age of 3, Wolfgang Mozart taught himself to play the harpsichord. At the age of 9, Daisy Ashford wrote her best-selling novel, The Young Visitors. It sold over 200,000 copies. At the age of 14, Nadia Comaneci became the first athlete in Olympic history to score a perfect 10 at the Olympics. At age 15, Bjorn Borg dropped out of school to concentrate on tennis. He became a tennis champion. At the age of 24, Ted Turner took over his father's struggling billboard business. He became a billionaire media mogul. In light of your limitless possibilities, there is this dumb excuse that you're too young to worry about that. You're too young to think about such things. That you're too young to have that kind of success. That's just not in your stage of life. Somebody say, that's an excuse. It is the one thing that you could grab onto that would limit your possibilities. Here's another one. Here's another excuse. I'm too old. If you don't fall into the I'm too young excuse, you will literally just fall over into the I'm too old excuse. And here's what's so weird about it. When you are young, you can't understand somebody believing the I'm too old excuse. And when you are old, you can't believe somebody would ever believe the I'm too young excuse. But it is a true thing. Here's your I'm too old excuse. I'll give you a little dose of that. At the age of 59, Satchel Paige was a Major League Baseball player. At the age of 62, a guy, some just loser named J.R. Tolkien, wrote his first volume of fantasy books. I think it was called Lord of the Rings. At the age 75, cancer survivor Barbara Hillary became one of the oldest people and the first black woman to reach the North Pole. cancer survivor. At age 77, John Glenn became the oldest person to go into space. At age 65, I love this story. Just listen to this. At age 65, a small cafe cook retired. He felt like a failure, like his life had amounted to very little, and he decided that he would commit suicide. He sat writing his will, but as he was writing his will, he began to write something else. He writes what he could accomplish, perhaps, with the rest of his life, and thought, you know what? I am pretty good at cooking. So he borrowed $87. He fried up some chicken using his special recipe. And he went door to door selling it. And people said, you know what? That is finger licking good. Who am I talking about? Colonel Sanders, at the age of 88. Colonel Sanders, founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. His empire made him a billionaire. In light of limitless possibilities, I gotta call Croc on this excuse that you're too old. Your excuse is that you are too young. All of these excuses are bunk. They are worthless. You're not too old and you're not too young. There is limitless possibility inside of you. I believe that. Yes, I'm talking to you. There is no person in this room. I'm like, well, maybe everyone, but you know, some people, everyone else. But no, I'm talking to every person in this house. There is not one part of my mind that's like excluding anybody. And you better know that God is not excluding you. He has placed limitless possibility inside of you. If you don't like where you are in life, then that's just a sign that you need a new possibility. What's so great is that's not the end for you. You get to decide where you will go from here. If you don't like where you are in life, stop throwing a pity party about where you are and get a plan to go somewhere new. And don't stop until you're there. Go all the way. Turn off the excuse alert. Turn it off. You have limitless possibility. You have the power to decide. Start the business. Go ahead. Start the business. Write the book. Go ahead. Start the family. Ask that girl out on a date, for crying out loud. Go ahead. Do it. Apply for the promotion. Do it. Apply for it. Go back to school. Start that ministry. You have limitless possibility. You've got an engine inside of you, but you need a steering wheel to decide which direction you're going to go, and then press on the gas and go. Limitless possibility. Not only do you have limitless possibility, but in addition, you have limitless potential. Can you say limitless potential? Who you see in the mirror is not all you will ever be. What someone said about you is not all that you will ever be. You have limitless power to grow, to learn, to become faster and stronger. You have the limitless power to get better at anything. At anything. You want to learn a skill? There is unlimited potential in you to become a world class at any skill. You've got that potential in you. Want to be successful? You can do it. Now, it won't be easy, but with hard work and determination, you are unstoppable. The only person that can stop you is you. You've got the potential to overcome every other obstacle. And you've got the potential to be good at, look good while you're doing it. You've got the potential that other people are going to look at you and say, they make it look so easy. It's not easy, but that is just the potential that has been placed inside of you coming out looking like gold. That's what you got. You want to be successful? You can do it. It won't be easy. You have the potential to be the boss. One day, you have the potential to start your own successful business. You have the potential to be tops in your class. You have the potential to influence thousands or even more. You believe it? I believe it. I believe it. Your potential is limitless. But I know what some of you might be thinking. You might be thinking, but you know, I tried that before, and I failed. What? Oh my goodness, we've got an excuse alert in the house. Nobody run. It's not a fire. We just need to do something about these excuses of ours. Oh, wait, you have this excuse that I tried and I failed. We've had that excuse before, right? Somebody comes to you and says, listen, you know, I've got this idea for you. Oh, like, no, I tried that before. I failed. I was not good at it, right? What is that? That is something that could limit your potential. You see, that stops you before you even go. These stupid excuses. Can I tell you some people that overcame these excuses? Bill Gates, his first business was not Microsoft. His first business was called Trafodata, and it was a complete and utter failure. He tried to sell the business, and he was trying to display it to the people that wanted to buy it, and he couldn't get his own machines to work, and they walked away. That's how bad of a failure it was. But we know who Bill Gates is now, right? Trafodata. Everybody talks about Microsoft. He might want to sell you Trafodata still. Albert Einstein was considered developmentally delayed when he didn't speak until he was age 4. There's something wrong with your kid. He's just not talking. Albert Einstein. Actor Jim Carrey lived with his family in a van at the age of 15. They were homeless. He went from having his dad drive him to comedy clubs in Toronto. His dad in that van drove him to comedy clubs where he'd get up and perform, but he didn't stay there, right? He then started to star in blockbuster movies because he had limitless potential. Stephen King's first novel was rejected 30 times. King gave up and threw his first book in the trash, but his wife pulled it out of the trash and urged him to finish the book, Carrie. Thomas Edison failed countless times in creating the light bulb. His response to his repeated failures was this. They'd ask him about his failures. He said, I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work in building a light bulb. And he kept trying. And how are we seeing in this room right now? Thank you, Thomas. Franklin Roosevelt was partially paralyzed at the age of 39, but he became president at the age of 51. Steven Spielberg was rejected by the University of Southern California twice, but after movies like Schindler's List, Jaws, E.T., and Jurassic Park, USC decided to give Spielberg an honorary degree in 1994. In light of your limitless potential, I tried and failed is such a poor excuse. Let me tell you, your potential is far greater than your excuses, and your possibilities are far greater than any of your excuses. Your potential is not destroyed by your failure. Somebody needs to like write that down somewhere. Hold on to that. Your potential has never been limited by your failure. You see, your potential always goes past your failure. That's what Thomas Edison would have said. Fail, 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 fail. But his potential reached past every failure until he got the filament and the gas right just inside that light bulb and it lit up. Your potential is not destroyed by your failure. Your potential is fueled by overcoming your failure. If you have a failure in your life, that's not the tombstone. That's the ramp for you to launch off past your failure. The failure just means you gotta buckle down and try harder. The failure just means we haven't made it yet. The failure just means I found one way not to build the light bulb. You have limitless power. Everybody say limitless power. Because you have limitless possibility, you can go in any direction, and then you have limitless potential to carry you through the entire journey. You have reason to go make a new decision this year. You do. You have reason. And you have reason to not give up on facing your opposition. When you face it, you will face it, but you have a reason not to give up. You have reason to live out your dream. You have reason to live limitless in 2018. Hashtag limitless 2018. It's going to catch on, you kids. You just watch. You have unlimited potential and possibility. You have reason to go succeed this year. But what makes this success an absolute certainty? I'm about to tell you. But I want you to get this. That your success, based on what I'm about to tell you, is an absolute certainty. Get the words maybe. Get the words, well, I hope things work out. Get those out of the way. Because when we take your possibility and we take your potential and we add this next ingredient, I want you to know success is certain for you. Here it is. God has limitless power. That's it. That's the ingredient that you need. God has limitless power. Now, I told you the first half of this sermon, I'm not going to quote you a scripture, all right? That's just something God has put in every person. Every person, people that aren't Christians, he has put that in them. He has put it in every person. He has not withheld potential or possibility from any human being. We've all got it. He's placed that in us. But I want you to see God's limitless power right here. I want to quickly share with you three Greek words for power in the New Testament. These are the three primary words for power in the New Testament. You know a scripture that says power in it? It probably is one of these three words. Here is the first one. Exousia. Say that with me. Exousia. All right? Exousia. Exousia is best defined as authority. Say authority with me. Authority. The power, the authority to decide. Your boss has authority to make decisions, doesn't he? A lot has been said about nuclear buttons in the last weeks. Whatever you think about that's not all that important. But we all understand that only certain people have the exousia, the power and the authority to push that nuclear button. Right? We understand that. Matthew 28:18, we can find the word exousia in that. Then Jesus came to them, his disciples, and said, all exousia, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Jesus says he has how much authority? Jesus says he has how much authority? He's got it all. He's got all the exousia. He's got all power, all authority. Redemption Church, who has all authority? Jesus Christ does. Exousia. Everybody said exousia. Our second Greek word is this. Dunamis. Everyone said dunamis. Dunamis is best described as power and ability. LeBron James seems to have more dunamis, power, and ability than I do on a basketball court. You understand me? Matthew 26:64 is a place where we can find the word dunamis. Jesus said to him, nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of dunamis, power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Jesus sits in the place of dunamis, power. Another place where you get the word dynamite is dunamis. The root word is dunamis. Jesus is dynamite power. When dynamite goes off, it just changes a few things around it, doesn't it? No, when dynamite goes off, nothing is the same around it. Jesus sits in the place of dynamite, dunamis, power, and ability. Jesus sits in the throne of dunamis. His throne is dunamis. In every arena, Jesus has all dunamis, power, and ability. Do you see that? Redemption Church, who has all power and ability? It is Jesus Christ. He's got exousia authority, and he's got all of it. He's got dunamis ability, and he's got all of it. You ready for the third Greek word? Here it is. Third Greek word for power is kratos. Everybody say kratos. Best translated as dominion, force, and strength. Dominion, force, and strength. The 16-wheeler truck has kratos force, strength that could run over all of the kratos that I could muster. You see that? Yeah. Right. That 16-wheeler, it's got some power. It's got some force and strength that I couldn't be able to stop it. That's kratos. Revelation 5 and 13 is a scripture that uses kratos. Get a load of this. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and kratos, power forever and ever. All the earth, do you get this right here in Revelation 5:13? All the earth, every living creature that used to exist, that does exist, that will exist in our future, is going to sing this about our God, that all kratos is his forever and ever. All dominion, strength is his forever and ever. So Redemption Church, who has all dominion and strength? Jesus Christ, he has all kratos. You following me? I'm telling you that God has limitless power. No matter how you want to define it. You want to define it authority? He's got it. You want to define it as ability? He got it. You want to define it as strength? He got it. And he's got all of it. Is this the God you serve? Are you excited that you serve this God? Are you excited you're not this God's adversary, but you're his child and he loves you? Come on, somebody. Jesus has limitless power. I want to revisit these words because the scripture says something really powerful about each of these three words concerning you and me. Jesus has limitless exousia. But watch what he does with his unlimited authority. Watch what he does. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. I have given you exousia. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, to overcome all the dunamis power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. So I want you to get this picture. Jesus has unlimited exousia. He has unlimited authority, and he gives that authority to. He gives that authority to us, to you, to me. If you're listening to me right now, that authority that all belongs to him, he's giving it to you. He gives you authority, exousia, to trample over all the power, ability of the enemy. Let me tell you, you should not be running afraid of the devil. You should be standing in the authority that has been given to you by the one who has all authority. I have given you authority. You're going to trample on him. You're going to walk on him. You are going to kick over all the little plans of the enemy. And how much will harm you? It says nothing will harm you. Somebody say, God has limitless power. And he's offered that power to me. Jesus also has limitless dunamis. Watch what he does with his limitless ability. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Y'all know I love this verse. But you will receive power. Dunamis power. Who's going to receive it? You will receive it. Dunamis power when somebody say those two words. Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So Jesus has limitless dunamis power and ability, and he gives you ability. He gives you dunamis when you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, that is what he's given you when he's given you the Holy Spirit. When he gives you the Holy Spirit, he has given you ability. He has taken his dunamis, that he has all of it, and he has placed dunamis inside of you. And guess what else happens? It gives you the power, the ability to instantly become a witness. And this power, ability is enough to carry you where you are right now, all the way to the ends of the earth. Do you see it? It's right there in the verse. Does anybody have that power? Am I in a church that has the Holy Spirit dunamis power from Jesus Christ? God has limitless power. He has limitless dunamis, and he's given it to you. He has limitless exousia, and he's given it to you. God also has limitless strength. We talked about that, kratos. Watch what he does with this limitless kratos, strength, force, dominion. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Kratos. That is a command. That is not a suggestion. That is not a request. It is a command from the Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit speaking to him, through him. Finally, be strong in the power of God's kratos, mighty power. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty kratos. Power. So Jesus has unlimited strength, right? And he gives that strength to who? To you, to us, to put on the full armor of God and stand against all the schemes of the enemy. That's what the next verse says. Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of God so that you can stand, take your stand against the devil's schemes. That is the mighty power. That is the kratos, and it is not a suggestion. It is not a request. It is a command. Heaven commands that you be strong in the strength of him, in the strength of the Lord, his force and his dominion. He's given it to you. One of the devil's schemes is to convince you that you have no power. Have you ever felt that? It's not true. Stop feeling powerless because you are powerful. You are full of power. God has placed limitless possibility and potential in you. Every person in this room, you have that. Limitless potential and possibility. You are not a finished product. Our scripture memory verse this month declares this truth. 1 Corinthians, look at this. In fact, read it out loud with me. 1 Corinthians, this is 2:9. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Do you see limitless possibility there? I do. Do you see limitless potential in there? I do. What's the cause of that? It's that last bit. His love. His love. For you and your love for him. No eye has even seen the end of your possibility. No ear has ever heard the end of your potential. No human mind has yet conceived the limitlessness of Taria, Jonathan, Adrian, Kelly. Nobody has ever seen the limitlessness that God has. Jacob, I'm talking to you. Mark, I'm talking to you, buddy. Milton, talking to you. God has all of this. He has limitless power. And unlike us humans, we like to hoard our power. My precious, keep my power. Jesus has openly declared that he has all of it, but that he is giving it to us. He's giving it to us. I want to tell you, you don't have to end 2018 like you ended 2017. God has things prepared for you that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has ever conceived. Do you believe that today? The key to a successful year, I believe, is in believing that. If you don't believe that, what's the point? If you really believe that, can I challenge you a little bit? If you really believe what I just said, you ought to pray like you believe it. Yeah. Oh, I'm just praying. I'm hoping there's something God can do. Just praying that he's... What are you talking about? You're praying to the one who has all power and placed power in you. So pray like it's limitless. If you really believe this, you ought to worship like you believe it. I don't know. I just have so many problems. And it's just like the world's against me. If God be for me. You know, sometimes you just got to get like the little heart of a Pentecostal in you when you quote a scripture. If God be for me, who can be? That just isn't going to cut it. Can somebody be a little Pentecostal with me today? If God be for me, who can be against me? Somebody quote it. If God be for me, who can be? One more time for good measure. If God be for me, who can be against me? You ought to worship him like he is for you, because he is for you. You ought to worship him like the enemy's under your feet, because the enemy is under your feet. You ought to worship him like he's limitless, and he has given you limitless blessing. Somebody worship him. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Now, I know that might ruffle some feathers. Like, oh, man. That's kind of emotional. You bet it's emotional. You just won the spiritual lottery. You just won heaven. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word you're standing on, it endures forever. God loves you and the enemy can't touch you. Are you kidding me? Of course that's crazy and it's awesome. And you ought to worship him all the more. Somebody clap your hands. Come on, come on. Clap your hands like you believe it. And then if you believe this, you ought to be bold. You ought to learn how to be bold. It takes time to learn this. You have to learn how to be brave. I remember the first time the Lord spoke to me. My dad was there, and I won't tell the whole story, but I remember the Lord spoke to me, and I knew it was the Lord. And I was scared to death. I was like, oh, man, he's giving me something to do, and this is scary because I don't know what I'm doing. That's how I responded, right? The Lord of glory, who has all power, is giving me power and giving me walking orders. Do you think he's going to walk me into failure or success? Oh, I don't know. It's really difficult. I'm not sure, guys. So get this. I walked it out, and sure enough, God just knocked it out of the park. This guy he told me to go to, he gets filled with the Holy Spirit, saved, and he's living for God today, doing ministry and ministering to other people. Yeah. I don't know. That's where I was. But you got to learn Chris Fluitt. Preach to Chris Fluitt for a second. Y'all just listen to me preach for myself. Chris Fluitt, you got to be bold and you got to be brave, because when God speaks, he's not lying. And when God speaks, it's worth it. And when God speaks, you can trust it. And when God speaks, he's going to give you everything that you need to walk into it. So guess what? Here's what happens. The next time the Lord spoke to me, he spoke to me like in the exact same place, in the exact same situation. I was now in college. I was in high school, but now I'm in college, and I just walk into a room and I see a guy over there, and God speaks to me about that guy and says, that guy, I'm going to save him just like that other guy. Here's what I didn't do. Oh, God, I don't know about that because that's really scary, you know. It's just, oh, yeah, I don't know. No, here's what I did. I said, hey, Christian friend, you see that guy over there? The Lord just told me God's going to save him. That's a little cocky. That's a little brave. That's a little bit of faith that I just already know it's already as good as done. Turns out the guy was an atheist. But I can take you to the place in Waco, Texas, where he sat in my car and he said, I don't know what it is, but when we're worshiping, I feel a presence and I believe that there's a God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I can take you to that place. I'm telling you, I'm shaking my whole microphone off. That's how excited I am about it, and I mean it. I'm telling you, I can tell you, both people's names were John. It's really funny. But when God speaks to you, it's limitless. Amen. And it works in that moment, and it works in every moment. So carry it with you and believe it. If you, some of you, God has spoken to you, and you used to believe it more than you do now. Oh, man, now he's preaching. Somebody go, woo, now he's preaching. Because that's true. The Lord has spoken to you about some things, and you believed them in the moment, but you went out, and maybe you stumbled a little bit. Maybe you failed a little bit. Maybe he's told you some things that you were going to accomplish, but you went out there, and maybe you failed morally. Maybe you failed to follow through. Maybe you made dumb decisions. Maybe, can I tell you something? Can I have your attention? Just bring you back to this place where God spoke to you. The limitlessness of this power, the limitlessness of his possibility and potential for you, it's not defeated by failure in you. It overcomes the failure in you. If the Lord told you something, it is as good as gold. You stand on it, you believe it, you get brave about it, you get bold about it. Go ahead and get cocky about it. Go ahead and testify about it before it happens. Go ahead and do it. I'll never forget my Christian friends when I told them that. They were just like, they couldn't believe it. But they remember the day when we baptize that guy in the name of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? God is so good. There is limitless power here. It must be the beautiful piano music. No. I mean, it's beautiful piano music. Oh, it must be this holy church decor. You know, the metal and the wool in these chairs came straight from Israel. No, it's not that. Oh, it must be, you know, because this is just, I don't know. I've run out of third thing. Some other third thing, SpongeBob quote. Listen, the power that's here is because God's here. The power that's available to you is because Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Last time I checked, the world hasn't ended yet. He's still here with you, and he is the same, and his power is here. Do you want this power? Yeah. Is it time that you said, I want this power in every area of my life? I want this power in my finances. I want this power in my heart. I want this power in my relationship. I want this power in my mind. I want this power in my health. I want this power in my tomorrow. Well, you can have it today because Jesus is here in this moment. I'm opening this altar for a time of prayer right now. It's open. Right now, if you know what we do around here, why don't you come and be obedient? Come do it. I want you to come believing today. Come believing that God has limitless things for you. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the mind the things he's got prepared for you. Jesus has all authority, so why don't you come receive that authority? Jesus has all ability. He wants to give you that ability. Why don't you receive it? And Jesus has all strength. Come receive his strength. Last thing I'm going to tell you before I just step out of the way and let God do his thing is this. It would be foolish for you to look anywhere else for this power. It would be stupid for you to go to Barnes & Noble and try to find this power in the self-help aisle. It would be dumb if you tried to look into a bottle of booze or some drug to get this kind of power. No, this power is here, and it's dumb to look at it anywhere else. So all the power that you need for this year is right here. Right now, if you are in a special situation where you just don't know what else you're going to do, why don't you come in the first 2 feet? We want to pray with you. We're going to pray the Holy Ghost power on you. Come on, all over this house, let's begin to talk to the Lord. Father, I thank you for the power that is found in Jesus Christ, the power that is in his name, the power that is in his spirit, the power that is in his word. Lord, the power that you have given to us, that you have promised to us. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask, Lord, that you would meet every need in this house. Come on, let's talk to him in this place. God, Lord, that you would show limitless things to people, God. Lord, that you would draw them, God, into powerful situations, that you'd use them in limitless ways, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, let a soul winner wake up today and win limitless amounts of people. Lord, let somebody wake up today and see their dreams come through in limitless ways, God. Lord, use us and minister to us, God. I come against the past. I come against the enemy. I come against every excuse, and I declare the power.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.